Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
I've already done that with my moon. I try not to look in too predictive into the, I don't know.
Yeah,
you were right. You were right about transits. You were right about a lot of things.
Thank you.
What did you say about transits?
As a Virgo.
You were right about a lot of things. But yeah, transits is something I don't even want to look at too much anymore. Like my own transits. What's the point? I want to live in the present.
Do you think Fidari gives you a bigger overview picture of your life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was another thing. That was another thing that I forgot to mention. That period and Mercury in Pisces, I was very stuck in the past. You know, like I couldn't live fully in the present. So yeah, like maybe you and I are having a conversation right now and we're talking, but the whole time I'm yearning for the past.
Yeah.
By the way, for the person who is not really that immersed in astrology, you can try to get someone. Hey, I could help you out with your Fidari periods or whatever. But you know, it's good to see and recognize cycles.
Yeah.
Because so, you know, and themes, because in these sub periods, the same theme is going to come up with these planets in your chart. So wherever Mars is in these sub periods, Mars is going to be trying to do Mars things with inside that sub period. So Mars is going to be trying to do Mars in whatever house it's in, sign it's in, when it's in Venus, Mars, Saturn, Mars, Sun, Mars, you know, Mars, Mars.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mars, Mars might be a hell of a time, and Saturn, yeah, Saturn might be a hell of a time.
No, it's not Mars, Mars. It's just Mars.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'll just tell you this. I have seen in charts Mars, Saturn, when both malefics are either way, if when in a Saturn Mars period or a Mars Saturn period, mm-hmm. some shit doesn't hit the fan sometimes, mostly, you know, deaths, people dealing with others' deaths and breakups and
near death experiences.
Yes. Hey, you see all that type stuff. But to really be able to break it down, you need to know rulerships and all of that to really get the meat and potatoes of the story.
Right.
But, you know, also where I was going is, hey, when you able to see your life like this, it's kind of a funny feeling.
It's a trip.
It really is.
It feels like I read the story of another person.
Like an out of body experience.
And then we think that we just born and we just thrown down here. But then to see this stuff laid out and planned out like this, I guess I only thing I say, it has to be divine.
Yeah, it's weird how the cycles all play out.
It's freaky.
It goes to show you we're not just like, I don't know, humans dropped on this rock. We all have a story.
Yeah.
Our life is not just a series of events. It is, but there's a story to it. There's a story to it.
Diaz, I know
there's common themes.
I sent you your dates and all that stuff. As you skimmed over it, could you see a overall Mercury theme going on within that time.
Oh yeah, like I related to almost, I mean, like except for like the excessively crazy stuff, but like the communication and like just being like a super shy person and not really wanting to go out and meet new people, wanting to stay in your safety comfort zone, just talking to people you already know.
Yeah,
it must have been rough for a Gemini moon.
Yeah, like I'm really talkative if you know me, but I don't know, I have horrible social anxiety. Like I don't like big groups settings. It's hard to meet people. And like I kind of had to being in this new place not knowing anyone. So my husband is like super social. Like he always has like I don't know. He always is talking to friends.
I got a question.
And like dragging me to places. Go ahead.
Was 2013 to 2015, was that a turning point for you?
2013 to 2015?
Yes. You would have been, you like been 23 to 25.
23 to 25. Yeah. 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 That's, I'm just going to say yeah.
No, look, Walter just spilled her spilled her guts out here, but laid it all on the line, and you're gonna just say yeah and
say
just
yeah.
Leave it at that.
that's fine. She can say
I started I started learning about like I don't know, just like family dysfunction, how none of us talk to each other. Like we have a history
back
of just
communication.
Not talking. Like that's just the thing, is that we do fucked up shit to each other and then never say sorry. Like, cause we're not talking about it in the first place. Like we just don't talk, and that I don't like that. And that, I don't know, just learning that all these like little, I learned that my mom was a narcissist around that time. And then, like, didn't really want to accept it. Like, I went for, like, till 27 to 29 was when, like, I started cutting them off because I was just, like, over it. Like, okay, I've been trying to communicate with y'all and I'm getting nowhere. And I'm the child in this relationship and it's never my responsibility. And y'all aren't doing anything to like communicate with me. If you want to pretend nothing happened and not talk about it, then we're just not talking.
Let me ask
and you learning who you can talk to. My husband was like a big proponent of like, we have to talk about things. And I'm like, I don't know how. We never talked about anything in my family.
So
the Virgo.
And like learning, like that's the theme of like learning to communicate. Learning what I wanted in a relationship, learning that like what my parents had wasn't it, that I don't want that. It shouldn't be that hard.
Same, you know? Same.
I got two questions for both of you.
Okay.
Would you say being both of y'all are two daybirds, it might be good to suggest to daybird people to go to therapy at 18?
Oh, everybody needs
hell to yeah therapy. we have a lot of trauma to deal with.
Everybody needs to go to therapy.
No, but I'm just saying,
especially the people that are saying I don't need to go to therapy.
But because the reason I'm saying at 18, all day bursts into a Mercury period.
That was me though. That was me also saying that I don't need to go to therapy.
I know, I'm just. But the next question would be, if it's not therapy, should they enter into speech, Toastmaster classes, learning how to communicate?
Or like acting or stuff like that even?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I was wondering.
I'd be curious to see like what other people do during their Mercury period, because I bet there's some other stuff like that, like joining a Toastmasters or giving speeches.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because I noticed both of y'all said, hey, y'all struggling with talking and communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And things that the mind.
what my takeaway from the Mercury period was, yes, the communication was a big deal, but the mind, the way that I perceive things, the self-sabotage that my mind created is insane.
Oh, the way we think.
Mm-hmm.
The way you think.
Yeah.
All Mercury themes, huh?
Yeah. It's crazy. I have to thank you, Paul, for making me do this homework.
Oh, no problem. any last words, D, you want to tell people, you know, before we get on out of here?
Well, that was a crazy ass story. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, that was fucking nuts. I don't know that I would go. I don't know. I've said a lot on this show. Right. Kind of said a lot already.
Hey, people are getting to know us. It's all good, y'all.
Yeah, we haven't hit the millions yet.
Dream astrology, dream-astrology.com.
For still got calendars.
Yeah. Are out. Yes.
The new calendars?
The new calendars are out. I've got
Is there a theme this year? Yeah. Don't you kind of like change themes? A little bit.
I know you went
from black and white to color, and
yeah, I did like a collage of previous artwork.
All right.
So like the past, I guess I've got four different years, like a collage of four different years that I've done before. All and right. I'm working on some new artwork, but I don't know, life has been throwing me a lot lately, so I didn't get to finish my art. So it's old art.
All right, y'all get with D, get y'all a calendar. Walter, you got any last words? Last thoughts on Fedaria and tell people get out of here?
Fedaria, I recommend anyone that knows, you know, some astrology to do a deep dive into Fedaria. I think it's wonderful. It's also a great way to write a story if anybody's out there that needs like some content, you know, to write a story or whatever. It's amazing. You can do that with like any character pretty much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, thank you. You know, the names in the story and the writing were changed obviously for specific purposes. Let's just say that all of this was for entertainment purposes only, educational purposes.
Okay.
I am in no way, shape, or form a licensed psychologist or therapist. I cannot tell you what to do with your life. I shared that because Paul really was interested in it. The experience itself of writing.
I accept the blame.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we really like to see how the astrology actually.
If y'all got any beef, hit me up.
we can talk. it was a cathartic. It was a very cathartic experience for me, and I'm glad I was able to share it. And thank you guys for being here, for your questions, for your comments. For receiving it, for listening.
Yeah. Hey,
and
go ahead.
If anybody has any questions or wants to take up anything with me, you can send me an email or write to me on Instagram. My email is theastrologicalbirth@gmail.com, so you could just send me an email or go to my website, send me a contact thing, you know.
And as a night birth, I'll welcome you to the moon period for the next 9 years.
I'm already in mine, I think. I'm excited.
Yeah, you are.
I'm excited. I actually, the moon period started out really great.
My moon period has started out pretty good, I think.
Yeah, actually, June 2022, you started your moon Saturn period.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And September 2023, you will start your moon Jupiter period.
September this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That must be fun. I love moon Jupiter contacts.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
But before we started recording, you were talking about your moon Saturn period.
Yeah.
With some of the stuff that's going on in your.
Yeah. Life. Yeah.
So, you know, and it's bringing, it's stabilizing stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm becoming more of an authority in my field, I guess.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, hey, and I want to thank everybody for joining us for episode 50.
50. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, it's been a hell of a run thus far and a learning experience. As I said before, we will continue to learn because astrology is a lifetime learning process. Also, I'm back to doing, having astrology conversations, y'all.
Oh,
not doing readings.
I thought you were going to say readings. I was like, wow.
No, I'm not doing readings. I'm having astrology conversations. As in, hey, I'll look at your chart and we're going to have a conversation about your chart.
Good for you.
Nice.
You know, I like to approach a reading in that way. We have a conversation. So your boy is back. And if y'all want to have that conversation, you can hit me up at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. Come to the website, book a reading, book a conversation.
Yeah.
you know, follow me on social media. Been putting out new videos and stuff. I appreciate it if you like the videos. Leave a comment. I love comments. Hopefully I'll get right back to you on these comments and for right now. And with that being said, thank y'all again for riding with us for these 50. Hopefully we could put 50 more up. And on that note too, the side note, I thank y'all for listening to the little spinoff with brain repair with Rafiki and Mental Reset. What brain repair is your boy, I really don't, I like talking astrology. I enjoy astrology and all that, but I also like talking other topics. So it gives me a chance to talk about other things. So for everybody who's been listening to that, I thank you for doing that as well. And as always, know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.